Blog Talk Radio.
So we thought we'd do it at 10:30. I worked late last night, so we thought we'd show up today. Hallelujah. Anyway, the good thing about it is you can go and you can listen anytime you want anyway. All right, we're a listener-supported ministry. So you know what that means? That means you need to get involved. Hallelujah. You know, if you're having financial troubles out there, there's a reason. It's because you're not taking care of God's kingdom. So find someone that you believe in and start giving and start being obedient to the word of God. God says, how can I bless a thief if he's stealing from me? And you're wondering why you can't get out of your financial problems? It's because you don't trust God. Go to Malachi chapter 3. And read the whole chapter and read it and read it and read it till you get it. He says in there, if you steal from me, how can I bless you? And God is not a God that blesses thieves. So if you want things to change, then you got to learn to give. And look, I'm not going to get legalistic on you because I teach everybody, give what your heart says that you can live with. And people say, I can hear them already. That says 10%. Well, you know what? That's what the legalistic aspect of it is. But it says, give with a pure heart. And if you can only give $5 right now, with a pure heart, give $5. But then be with a little determination and say, you know, God, I do want to get to that place where I give a 10% of my labor, 10% of my fruit to you, which belongs to you, which is a small part, trust me. There's no system out here in this world that says, give me 10 and you get 90 plus 100-fold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold return on your investment. There's no place out here that I know of in the world that has that kind of return. And that's why I say start somewhere, because God says, if you're faithful with a little, the little, whoo, much you shall gain down the road. And so as you get started, we make it very, very easy for you to go to the website, BAFCI. BAFCI.org. And you can give online there. Now, if you wonder why there was a break, I hit the wrong button. Somebody was calling in. I was trying to get them off the line. But it's really easy. Get started. Watch what God will do. This is good fruit. And I guarantee you. Because that's what the message is about today, folks. The message today is teach people. Teach them. Oh, Jesus, teach them. What am I going to teach you? God wants you to teach each other. To teach each other. People, the things he's taught you. So, when you go through here, and you see that if you teach one another, you will be blessed for that. And that's sowing and reaping also, too. You know, it's just like we teach you to read your Proverbs every day. And Matthew 28:19 and 20, it says, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. Amen. So, you know, when we go out here and we teach you these things, we're teaching you what we have learned, and we're just teaching you out of the Bible. Yes, there's many other books that you can go read, different religions, but, you know, I found the only one that has been true, and I've studied all these other different religions, and the only one that I found that is true is the Bible. If you will follow it and be obedient to what it says, it'll change your life. I mean, it's taken me from out of the miry clay, from a terrible life into a joyful life and a peaceful life. And so that's why we come to you Monday through Friday. Now, last week we took off because we was in New Orleans getting fed down there at the Visionary Conference with Jesse and Kathy DePlantis, and we had an awesome time down there visiting and fellowshipping with like-minded people. And that's important, and you need those. And so as you continue to go on and you walk through life, you have to get into the place of your life where you have to teach one another the Word of God. How is somebody going to learn if they can't see it in you? Now, this is why you have to go out and search someone that is living the Bible itself. I mean, I can find a lot of people that are talking about Jesus, but when you really look at their lives, there's no fruit. He says, you'll know them by their fruit. And so when I see someone being blessed like Jesse and Kathy, the plan is, that's where I want to be. When you see these ministers around here, and you don't have to agree with them. I mean, I know there's some people criticizing them. There's people that criticize Pastor Denise and I where we're at. And someone's always going to criticize you because criticism comes from the lack of knowledge. And because they'll tell you, well, I tried it. It didn't work for me. Well, what did you try? And this is why we teach you to read your Proverbs every day. If you learn how to operate in your Father's house, truly operate in your Father's house, you'll see that it will work for you. It's not a respecter of persons. It's a respecter of those who obey the Word of God and do the Word of God. And so God showed me something 10 years ago. If you learn how to enter into your Father's house, now listen, your Father has laid out just a small portion of his mansion, and he's given you just a small little picture of this mansion. This mansion's got 66 rooms in it, and it's the rest of this mansion is huge, but your brain couldn't wrap yourself around the size of this beautiful house that he lives in. But he says, here, let me give you a small portion of this thing, and it's got 66 rooms. And when you learn how to enter into this beautiful mansion and learn which entrance you need to enter into, and the very first one you need to learn how to enter through the front doors is through the book of Proverbs. And that book gives you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to enter into this beautiful mansion. And the book of Proverbs is such a glorious, glorious entrance and a beautiful, oh my God, the front of this house is so beautiful. That room is so gorgeous. It's got all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you need in there. And when you learn how to take this journey daily, it gives you everything you need to have to operate in this mansion. So if you went to Proverbs 20 today and you sat there and you said, why do you read Proverbs 20 on the 20th day? Well, because the Father gave us a spiritual calendar, and he laid this calendar out here for us. And through this calendar, it gives you everything you need in that day to enter into that room and enter into his mansion so that you can see and hear the directions that he has for you. And as you learn to show up every day, start to realize that he unveils more and more to you because he loves you. And because you've been faithful and obedient to follow him, you start to realize that, wow, he does guide you. He does take you where you need to go. It is awesome. I'm telling you, it is awesome. It's such a joy to watch what he does for you. It is amazing. So, you see in here, and this is what happens to a lot of people, is the fact that they go through and they go, and here's what they do to you. He says, wine is a mocker and beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. A king's wrath is like the roar of the lion. He who angers him forfeits his life. It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing. The purpose of a man's heart are deep waters, but the man of understanding draws them out. Draws them out. Many a man claims to have unfailing love, but an unfaithful man who can find. The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are the children after him. When a king sits on his throne to judge, he wins out all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have kept my heart pure? I am clean without sin. Different weights, different measures, the Lord detests them both. Even a child is known by his action, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Just right there in itself, folks. Just right there. He lays things down and he says, look, I'm examining everything you do. I weigh it all out. He sees your heart. He sees your motives. He sees everything. Because he's always watching. That's what he says. I'm watching evil. I went it out. I can see it. And so you see, when you start to look in this room and you start to go, wow, that means I have to change my ways. Because he's watching you every day. And so he sees everything you do. And so he's measuring it out every day. And so when you're sitting here and you're crying out to God and you're not willing to examine your life to see if it's lining up with the scripture, why do you expect God to answer you? You know, so many people are crying out to God and your life is a mess and you expect God to answer you? I mean, be real. So how do you get God to answer you when you're in a mess? How do you turn it all around? Well, the very first thing you do is to stop and say, God, forgive me because I have sinned against you. You know, I accepted you as Lord and Savior, but my life does not show it. And so what I want to do is renew my life to you so I can say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I want to rededicate my life to you. And I want to follow these principles that Pastor Mario teaches every day, to read these Proverbs out loud every day. And I want your help to guide me so that when you do measure me and you do hear me, you'll answer me. That when I call out in the middle of the storm, you'll reach down and pick me up. Father, forgive me because I've sinned against you. Now, if you said that prayer, go to the website at bafci.org and you can email us so we can know that you've made that confession of faith, and we'll be praying for you. And then you can go on there on the website, you can Facebook us, and you'll see that we post up every day the proverb so you can follow it and read it. You can go on there too and you can click on the blog talk and you can listen to the messages because they're absolutely free. Why are they free? Because someone gave to the ministry that makes that possible. So see, God has already answered you. If you're listening, he's already answered you. And he's given you the answer on how to turn things around. It's through the book of Proverbs. Then God will lead you into his house and into all the rest of the 65 rooms and show you what he has stored up in the depths of those rooms just for you. He's lined them up just for you. Then he'll take you in there and you start reading it out loud. Watch what happens. You'll see your answer. You see, and it's such a joy as God says, I measure these weights. And when it is pleasing to him, you'll see an even scale. You'll see that your walk will be balanced. You'll see that that things will be at peace and these gifts will come to you because you'll be able to see clearly what God has done for you. I'm telling you, it's amazing as you learn to exercise this principle. As you continue to walk in this, you'll see the fullness of who God is, that he'll guide you, that he'll tell you that there's trouble coming on the horizon. He'll just lay it all out for you. So the Proverbs go on and they say, let me read verse 10 again, different weights and different measures, the Lord to test them both. Even the child is known by his action, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. You see, he lays it all out right there. You're his child, and by his actions, whether they're pure or right. See, he sees you. By your actions, we know who you are. Even a child is known by his actions, whether his conduct is pure and right. Ears that hear and eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you'll have food to spare. Now, he's not saying he's not going to stay awake all the time, folks. What he's saying here is stay alert. Stay in the Word. Don't be a sluggard. Don't get lax in this. And this is where people get in trouble because they say, oh, things are good. You know, I think I won't read my Proverbs today. I don't want to do it today. I don't feel like reading it. God's been good to me. I'll pick it up tomorrow. And that's where people get in trouble. You see, that's when you let your shield down. When you learn this principle, you will show up every day and the word will come out of your mouth because you love him and he loves you. And this is the way you communicate with him. You'll get this word out of your mouth every day. And you have to train yourself. Because the flesh says, oh, no, I don't want to do it today. I don't get it. It's the same thing every time I read it. No, it's not. It's something new every time you read it. Because he takes the scales off your eyes and takes that old hard heart and starts to soften it up. And you realize it's fresh every day. So when you do not read the word, you drop the shield of protection. You see, it's a word that protects you. And so when the word is coming out of your mouth, protection and hedge of protection is around you. So that's why it's so important when he says, the ears that hear and the eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, or you will grow poor. Stay awake, and you will have food to spare. It's not good, it's not good, says the buyer. Then off he goes, boasting about his purchase. Gold there is, and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. Take a garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. Food gained by fraud tastes sweet to a man, but he ends up with a mouth full of gravel. Make plans by seeking advice. If you wage war, obtain guidance. A gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much. If a man curses his father or mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in a pinch. An inheritance quickly gained at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, I'll pay you back for the wrong. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. The Lord detests different weights and dishonest scales, so do not please him. A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own ways? It is a trap for a man to dedicate something rashly and only later to consider his vow. A wise king wins out the wicked. He drives the threshing wheel over them. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. It searches out his innermost being. Love and faithfulness keeps the king safe. Throughout love, his throne is made secure. The glory of a young man is their strength. Gray hair, the splendor of the old. Blows and wounds clean away evil, and the beating purges the innermost being. You see, this is why, when you look at Matthew 28, why it is so important. God wants you to teach other people the things he's taught you. That's why he says, go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and in the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages. Amen. So, you see, this is why we do what we do. Because, he says, teach the things he has taught us. And so as we teach you, and the reason we always, repetition is the motor to learning. That's why the Bible never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. He's always the same. That's why when I said earlier, I've looked at many different religions, I've studied them, and they're always changing. Every generation, something changes in their writings. But the Bible has been the same ever since it's created. Yes, there's been some different words and different translations, but when you look at it, you see it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It never changes. It's always, always the same. And what identifies the Bible to be a living gospel is the fact that all these other religions out here serve a dead individual. You can find their graves. But we serve a living God, one that has left the grave. The tomb couldn't even hold him. And he's alive today. And so he's living in us when we accepted him as Lord and Savior. And because everyone that was created in the image and the likeness of him, of God himself, he has planted this word in their hearts, hidden it inside these temples. And so over the years, because of traditions, religion, the heart has got hard. And because of men, as the scripture says, different weights and different measure, because men have done things for their own self-gain, have made people's hearts hard. But if you'll work this principle that we've been taught by God Himself through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, you will see that you can operate in this beautiful mansion. It's got 66 rooms. When you learn how to enter into this house through the book of Proverbs and the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, you get to go through every single one of these rooms. And you're not going by yourself. You're going with Jesus. You're going with God the Father, the I Am, and the Holy Spirit, guiding you through every single room, showing you all the treasures, all the riches that have been laid up for you so that you can have a successful life down here, that you can be that lamp. You can be. And you don't have to worry about getting snuffed out because you won't disrespect your mom and your father. You will honor them. Maybe they didn't treat you right. Maybe they didn't do the right thing. But you'll learn to honor them because you've asked God for forgiveness. And through your honoring them, because that was the way that you were brought into this earth, and honor them for that. They didn't make you were not a mistake. You were not a mistake. God had a purpose for you. And it wasn't to harm you, but it was to prosper you. But you see, because the word has not been taught, man has hurt one another. And so when you honor them as the vessel that brought you in as mom and dad, and maybe your dad wasn't there, but still honor them. And maybe your mom wasn't there, but you still honor them. Doesn't mean you have to like them. Doesn't mean you have to love them. But you have to honor them for who they are. And you say, "Whoa, that's hard, Pastor." Yeah, I know. Listen, my dad wasn't around, my biological dad. And I didn't meet him until I was 25. But you know what? I still honored him. But I found out that there was things, and I always wondered, why am I the way I am? When I found out, I said, wow. But you see, I understood something. Honoring him gave me the freedom to get to know who I was. Didn't mean that we ran around together all the time. But I found out why I was the way I was. Then I could learn to change those things that I didn't like with the help of the gospel. And you see, because I did what the gospel says, honor him, he didn't pinch me out. He let me change so that I could be out here teaching the gospel, sharing the truth to one another, and saying that, look, he is with me all the time. And so there is a purpose for honoring those that have brought you into this world. Like I said, we don't have to agree with them. You don't even have to love them. You don't even have to go hang out with them. But you do have to honor them for being your parents. Now, that doesn't mean that things cannot change. We had a great relationship for the short time before he died. But you see, that was my choice. And I was the one that decided how that relationship would be. And we did. We had a great time. But because it was Jesus that was living in me, those things could happen. You see, he got to see somebody that loves Christ. I was a baby Christian, but he still got to see someone that loved Christ. You see, because I didn't understand that principle, honoring them, till later in life when I grew and matured in the Word. That, you see, my life in Christ, by honoring my Heavenly Father, gave them a glimpse of what heaven was like. And when I remove myself, see, today, I go back and I say, man, if I was who I was today and got the meeting, what a change that would be in a person's life. But that's not where I was at that time. But where I'm at today, I can see a greater thing in the opportunities that we have when we learn to honor those that person because we don't get in the way of God. And we let our light shine so they can see who we serve and who we love, that we can honor those that have offended us. That's why he says, go make disciples of each other. There are many people that have done us wrong over the years in ministry. But you know what? I've learned to forgive them. Because, see, I'm not going to get put in a prison. They've moved on with their life. And I'm going to move on with my life. But I'm not going to let those things define me. Because the only thing that defines me is this word of God as I follow it every day. It defines who I am. And when God looks down here at me, he doesn't see evil, he sees his child. And so when he sees my pure heart, he says, let me bless my son. Because he's walking in the image and the likeness of my son. Can you imagine that Jesus forgave those who beat him and stabbed him? He honored the seed. You see, he honored his father's business. And he loved them. And he said up there, he said, Father, they do not know what they have done. Forgive them. You see, he honored his father. He honored his mother that was sitting down there. And he told the disciples at that very moment, I leave my mother unto you. Take care of her. He honored her. He showed us he was the greatest witness to that. And he showed us even when someone offends you into death, he honored them and forgave them. Why? Because he had his eyes on the word. He had his eyes on the word. He had his eyes on the I am. He had his eyes on his heavenly father. And he was tending to his father's business. And so he completed that task. So can you, because you're not doing it by yourself. You see, he didn't do this by himself. He did this with the word of God. He had been working this craft. He'd been working this word. You can see this in Proverbs 8. He'd been working it until he was sent forth to do what he was called to do. That's why when the scripture says in here, different weights and different measures, God knows the pureness of his heart. He knew that his son would do what he was commanded to do. Wouldn't even think about it, but just do it. Why? Because he worked the word. He understood what honor was. He understood. You see, those men that have died that created different religions, you know, see, Christ said, I'll pinch them out, and their light shall go out. But you see, these other religions have nothing but darkness and death in them because they're man-made. But because we serve a living God, a true God, and his word is right before us, and we learn how to operate in this house, and we learn how to flow in this beautiful mansion that he's given us. And I'm talking about the spiritual mansion. Then you get to learn how to operate in this physical mansion that he's given us, this beautiful garden that he's created for us called Earth. And it provides everything we need. Everything we need is here on this earth. You know why we don't see it anymore? It's because we got dependent on man. We've got dependent on the grocery store. We got dependent on the gas pump. You see, we have people in fear going, oh, this economy, oh, this. No, 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 no. God has given us everything we need out here. You can go out here and plant a garden and get your food. The ground still produces. You plant a seed, you get what you plant. There are animals out here. There are fish in the waters. There's plenty of food out here. But because of the convenience of going to a grocery store and the convenience of a butcher, you've gotten lax in the very thing that God said, go work your fields. See, I'm not concerned what's going on in this world today because I know that God is my provider. I know that I can get a string and a hook and I can walk out here and get a fish. I know that I can go find me a fruit and take the seed and dry it out and plant it, and God will produce what I put in the ground. Are there some conveniences that I may not be able to do right now? Drive my car because the gas went out, but guess what? I got two legs. I can get where I need to go. I guess what? I could find me a horse and get back on the horse and get where I need to go. See, God gave you wisdom how to get where you need to go. Man uses them to control you. God said, I set you free. All through learning how to make people disciples. We can go where no man has ever gone. It's unlimited. If we'll continue to work these principles. Teach others how to operate in our Father's house. And that's what we do at Build a Foundation Church. We teach you how to operate in your Father's house so that you can go where no man has ever gone before. That you can walk through all these 66 rooms, and in these rooms there are great treasures. Great, there's things that have not even been touched yet because we've not learned how to draw them out. I'm learning. I'm teaching you. God has been teaching me for the last 10 years, and I'm learning how to draw more out of this thing every day. I get wealthier and wealthier every day. And I'm telling you, I love this principle that he's taught me because it works. And when you teach others and they continue to do it, they start to go, wow. Making disciples of our Father's business, learning how to operate in this beautiful mansion that he's given us. And we're not doing it by ourselves. We're doing it with God himself, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. We're being led by him every day through this. And we'll watch this. We watch every day what he's doing for us. I'm telling you, you keep working this principle, you're going to see things you've never seen before. He's going to unveil himself like you've never seen him before. You're going to know that he is with you forever and ever. He said, I'll never, ever leave you or forsake you. You're going to know that for such a, you're just going to know. You'll never doubt it again that God is with you. As you work these principles, you will see this beautiful mansion like you've never seen it before. And you said, wow. I met a man who taught me how to enter into my Father's house. And that's what Jesus did. How do we know this? Because in Proverbs 1, it said it came out of David's house. It came out of David's house. And if it came out of David's house and he taught it unto Solomon, and Solomon was the most wealthiest man on earth, but what did Solomon do? He got caught up with all the religions. And he did what his father told him not to do. God, you know, we always think what it would be like to have 1,000 or more wives.
Woo!
That's the flesh. But you know, he was so miserable because you couldn't please them all. Even though he had all the wealth in the world, he still couldn't please them all. And there were some that were leading them to their religions. Now, on the flesh side, you go, "Ooh, man." But guess what? Without love, without love, it's nothing. But through love, you will see that one woman will satisfy you the rest of your life. You won't go anywhere else because God made marriage as one woman and one man. But you see, it's all designed that way because it's God's purpose for increase. A man and a man can't increase, and a woman can't increase. But a man and a woman together can increase and reproduce itself. Why? Because that's the way God created it. And it's peaceful and it's joyful. And you see that when you have two working together, because it's the power of agreement that changes things. Yes, we have God Almighty, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit be in agreement, but it's the earthly aspect. You see, because God is not going to go against his principle. He said, "I have all the power and authority in heaven and in earth," but he said, "I created you and I need you to give me authority to operate on earth." And so when you realize how important you are in the kingdom of God, so that's why I give him back a sound answer every day from this garden. I read it out loud to him every day and say, "Here you go. I need you, you need me, because you said, in as it is on earth, it shall be in heaven. As it is in heaven, it shall be on earth." And so I got to participate in that. So I give it back to him the way he taught me. And whoa, do I watch things work. I've learned to wait on the vision and not get ahead of him. And the vision continues to grow. And it's exciting. I'm not concerned with what's going on out here in this world. Yes, I pray for it every day. Yes, I'm out here teaching the gospel so that we can get it back to the way it should be. I'm not alone in my journey because I have others that are following this principle. There are others around the world that are following this principle because God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of his word. And those who work it will see the fruit of it. And you'll see the fruit of your labor. God cannot lie. And so we know that it is true as we learn to wait on this vision. I'm excited what God is doing. I'm excited that he takes care of my children and grandchildren. Let me give you one little praise report real quick. My granddaughter graduating early from high school, already got her acceptance letter into college. And she posted up and said, "Listen to everybody. I'm taking out these earrings," because she had those big earrings in her ears for those big holes. Out here, and she said, "I'm taking them all out." She said, "Because once I graduate from college, I'm going into the military." I mean, this is how old is she? 16-year-old making decisions like that. I'm so proud of her. Why? Because she's seeing where she's going. And not just that, it's because of Christ, because Jesus lives in her. She's going to do mighty things, I'm telling you. And it's all because of Jesus, and it's all because we work this principle. And she's going to do some awesome things. You know, that can happen for you too. And for your children and your grandchildren. He's not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of those who are obedient to this word. Listen, we love you. We thank you. Remember, we're a listener-supported ministry. We need you. So go ask God how to bless this ministry and watch what God does, because not everybody has internet. So we have to go out and preach the gospel in different means. So every seed you give will get a life saved. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Go to the website, bafci.org, and you can give there. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Jesus loves you, and so do we.